Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for our daily editorial. Boy, we're sweltering out here in the Northwest. It was in the 90s yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be in the 90s today. Pretty damn uncomfortable is all I can say, but it's got to be a minimum of discomfort for us compared to what's going on with a Biden, I will call it the Biden environment. First of all, the stock market is down about 100 points, at least it was about a half hour, 45 minutes ago when I looked at it. Jim, do you have an update on that?
Yeah, it's down about 350 to 300 points, almost a percentage.
Okay.
And about eight, yeah.
Okay. And then what else is on there that's pretty interesting? All kinds of stuff. Lou Rockwell, who's not particularly a friend of mine, but a guy who I really admire. I admire him for his intellect, and I admire his actions for what he did a number of years ago by starting the Mises Institute. He put out a missive today that really makes you stop and think. Maui is a total disaster for the United States. Admittedly, not for a large number of people compared to the total population of Ukraine. But the way that President Biden is handling Maui, he's demanding $24 billion for the Ukraine and roughly $700 a person for American citizens in Maui who are left with nothing. Kind of shows you where his priorities are, in my opinion. The other thing that I just find absolutely hard to believe is that Kash Patel, a very important player in the federal government, made a comment that was really interesting. He said, you know, you've got all kinds of indictments in Georgia against Trump and against Giuliani, but the fact of the matter is a state government or a state court cannot handle a federal indictment. Jimmy, I'd like you to comment on that, if you would.
Yeah, so with the, I mean, let's just talk about these things one at a time.
Yeah, of course.
The first one, let's talk about the markets. So
yeah.
Very interesting, Michael Burry is the former doctor that a little bit autistic, apparently, that they made the movie The Big Short on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story of, you know, a handful of people that actually realized the market was going to collapse, the financial collapse in 2008, and then did very large puts, you know, bet against the markets.
Yeah.
And he just put down another $1.6 billion hedging against the markets right now. Big indicator of what he sees is coming, obviously, and what I think a lot of people see coming, but what the Biden administration is failing
right
to recognize, and that's massive debt, continued inflation, increasing inflation,
mm-hmm.
The inability, you know, the deficit continues to grow, and
it's huge now. I mean, it is almost unbelievable today, Jim.
It is crazy, and of course, you know, our elected officials continue to spend and don't realize that they're going to have to cut. So simultaneously, while that goes on, you've got the continuation. So, you know, moving from the markets to the Ukrainian issue, the funding issue, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
How the Biden administration has handled the very devastating fires. You know, it's just a very awful situation. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about direct energy weapons and things like that, and maybe developers really appreciating and helping the fire get along because they want to, they've been wanting to redevelop that area for a long time, but people wouldn't sell out. And now it's all going to have to be. So, you know, those are a lot of conspiracy theories and a lot of information out there. But the problem really is the number of deaths, which is, I think, over 100 at this point, and maybe even more. Absolutely horrible.
It was 100 last night. I haven't seen any new numbers this morning.
Yeah, I don't know, but destroyed one of the most, you know, popular vacation spots in America.
Right.
And devastated the people there. They're in very, you know, it's a dire situation. Those are American citizens. they've been, you know, typically Hawaii votes pretty Democratic.
Yeah.
So the Biden administration kind of ignoring, but the most awful thing was this weekend when he was asked to comment it as he came back from the beach. He basically wasn't able to comment on anything, not even a word of assistance or anything. He just basically said no comment.
Right.
And not only not a plan, but actually almost inability to actually respond to it, which was embarrassing, but not just embarrassing, absolutely just disturbing for most people. And I think that's very hurtful for Americans. And I don't think he's going to get a lot of real friends out of that from, Hawaii. There's going to be a lot of anger about that.
And, of course.
And of course, the attempts by the governor there to blame it on global warming was just ridiculous. There was a hurricane winds and just a lot of normal things and abnormal things that happened very quickly. So going from the financial markets, Ukraine, and then moving to this unprecedented, incredibly pathetic indictment that Fannie Willis pulled out as a Fulton County district attorney shows the level of visceral hate that Democrats have towards the Trump administration.
Yeah.
It shows a coordinated effort between the Democrats and their willingness to go to no ends to attack political action, not illegal action, but political action. And what it's doing, though, is setting up, an attempt to separate voters from Trump. But I don't know how they think this is going to work. People are very aware of the problems with these indictments. And even if you just really hate Trump, you've got to wonder how much and how far are they willing to push. And I don't think, there is a little bit of a feeling with some people, Republicans, conservatives, that say, oh, what are we going to do? They're going to put him in jail, so maybe we better support somebody else, even though they're Trump supporters. And that's what the Democrats want.
You bet.
But the more information you get out about what they're doing, this indictment attempts to say that phone calls are asking for phone numbers. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff of Donald Trump, asked for a couple of phone numbers. They're including that as indictment of conspiracy.
Yeah.
Trying to get rooms together. Actually questioning the election. So it's out of the realm of reality.
You better.
The local prosecutor, I think that their incompetence, they published the indictment before they announced it on the city's webpage or the county's webpage, which is may actually be a route for dismissal. It's Trump plus 18 other co-conspirators. And it's just absolutely insanity that they're willing to push that far for their political agenda. Criminalize election actions.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question that can settle this whole thing. Comment on what Kash Patel said about the everything is being tried in Georgia against Trump in the wrong court. Comment on that, would you?
Well, part of it is because they're trying to put it in the local, in the Fulton County court against federal charges.
Right. As Cash says, that is simply ridiculous. It's not even allowable.
Yeah. And I think there's a number of issues that are going to come out of this. And it's interesting because they're trying to make it a very fast trial with Jack Smith. Not possible because of the defendant discovery rights and no matter what, if they ignore them and try to push it to trial before they get all the discovery, all the subpoenas, all the defense information available and get through their subpoena process to develop their defense, then the case will be thrown out because of that. Even if they surpass, go through it, they may even get them to trial. They may even convict.
Yeah.
But on appeal, it will be thrown out.
Yeah,
the basic charges, there is precedent right now with Supreme Court cases, including the former Virginia governor, which we've talked about, which Jack Smith prosecuted, that actually will ensure that the Supreme Court will overturn any of these convictions, any of these politically oriented convictions based on the, you know, the past court precedents. So, and those were nine, oh, these are serious, like 8-0 votes and 9-0 votes when, you know, the Justice Department has overreached on these things in the past. The question is, how long will it drag out and how long will they try to do it? And as much as Rachel Maddow and Hillary Clinton laugh on TV thinking that Trump's going to go to jail, I think they're making a huge mistake by pushing all these agendas that quickly, because they are going to ensure that people are afraid of the Justice Department. And when they finally wake up to what's happening, then they're going to say, you know what, we just can't have this. And it doesn't need to be a whole lot of Democrats to make that difference. Remember, less than 100,000 votes determined the outcome of the last election.
Yeah.
A big part of those were actually in Georgia, in Fulton County. And when they go through discovery, the Trump team, and it sounds like they may actually make an announcement on the 25th of August, where they're going to show the facts of potential fraud in Georgia. And with that, it will actually eviscerate any case that either Jack Smith has for January 6th, or because of the, you know, accusations of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. because of the you know, January 6th events, thinking that somehow Trump was responsible or knew that he had lost the election. If they show facts that, in fact, they believe that he didn't lose the election because of this information in Georgia, that actually will undermine both cases. And then he's stuck with the Mar-a-Lago criminal, the case over the documents at Mar-a-Lago, which again will be overturned by any appeals court. And then, of course, the judge there is going to drag that out probably for a long time as well. And then ultimately, all of them will be, all these cases will end up being overturned on appeal. It just depends how much damage politically they think they can do.
And well, I think they can do a lot of damage. That's my opinion, and I'm happy to discuss that. I think that we should. I know that Citizens Free Press announced just within the last half hour that the legal proceedings in Fulton, Georgia will be completely televised.
Yeah, well, they're going to attempt to do that, but I think it's going to be a very interesting process. And of course, the damage will not be to Donald Trump. The damage is going to be to America and the U.S. justice system. That's what this is all about, and that's what the Democrats, and they are using basically incompetent prosecutors, people that are not competent in their jobs, to pursue these cases, both in New York with Alvin Bragg and in Fulton County with Fannie Willis. By using incompetent prosecutors, the likelihood of technical problems, like the early release of the indictment in Fulton County, will ensure that they don't get convictions. And when you have a very significant legal team for the 18, 19 co-defendants, including Trump, in Georgia, she wants to try them all together. It's not even legal for her to try them all together. Yeah. She can't do that. It's going to be it's going to overwhelm her ability to actually do prosecutions in the full, in her county, and will undermine the security in the area and likely cost her in the future for her own election.
Well, I think right now indications are, unless the thing gets absolutely unprecedented, by that I mean almost totally illegal, I think that Trump is on the way to a victory, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, they're just making more people question the government. And with the incompetence that the economy, the incompetence that the Biden administration has shown, but in particular, the mental incapacitation of Joe Biden to actually respond, these things do not look good, and it may actually destroy the Democratic Party completely. However, don't let the Republicans and their deep state connections, so, you know, the Mitch McConnells, the Mitt Romneys, actually Brian Kemp in Georgia, Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, these people all can actually screw up any opportunity to be successful for Republicans as well. And that's the unfortunate reality. They're just The level of incompetence is raised so high to the U.S. administration right now is absolutely embarrassing. And I just pray there are enough good people to step in to do the right thing and get us back on some sort of track. But boy, it does not look good right now.
Jim, let's just give some odds on that. I personally think the progressives are really on the border of illegality and what they're doing, but I think they're very careful, and I don't think American citizens are going to believe what I just said.
Maybe. I think they're on the borderline of it. They're trying to, you know, be very close and walk the line of it.
Do you?
But, you know, I was talking off mic, and I've got to break off here in just a second, but there's an article. It's an exceptionally good one. I'll try and get it to you. It talks through the nonprofits in Seattle as well as San Francisco, and they're doing no bid contracts to these nonprofits, and that number of nonprofits for homeless and for police reform and these types of things, they are so corrupt. Many of the leaders in these organizations that have gotten millions of dollars from these city and county funds, taxpayer funds, are actually convicted murderers, criminals, child abusers. In fact, one of them that runs an organization in Seattle to help youth was a convicted pedophile or convicted sex offender who had actually got caught, doing absolutely disgusting things, but got a multi-million-dollar contract to manage for the city of Seattle, or for King County, apparently.
Yeah.
Numerous in this article explains that level of corruption and incompetence in the evaluation. One of the points is the Seattle audit kind of laid out how terrible they did in the process and how this was a waste of time, but they didn't cross the legal line, so the city council applauded, well, we didn't break any laws. Totally failed the people, totally failed the taxpayer. Actually, some of these criminals killed again while they were working for these organizations. It's unbelievable the amount of damage that this type of ideology is doing. So, I don't know. It's going to take a lot, especially in these big, dense urban areas. They have to really collapse.
Jimmy, I want you to send me the link as soon as you can, and I'll post it on the site.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
I'm not going anywhere for about 20, 30 minutes, so...
Well, I'm actually out in Colorado right now with my friend.
I know you are.
We got to run off and do some things, but we'll get back to you later on today, and we'll keep up with what the latest and try and get best tomorrow.
It's getting interesting down in Georgia, is all I can say. And right now, I think that everybody, Democrat and Republican, both sides of the aisle, are really watching what's going on down there. I think it'll be very interesting the way it turns out, particularly since this trial is going to be televised. That could either be a boon for Trump, or it could be a tremendously negative show. I don't know. It depends how...
I'm going to lay my bet right now, Al, that it actually never gets to trial in Georgia.
Okay. There you go.
That's my bet.
I think that's a possibility, Jimmy. What do you guys think out there? Okay, boss. A new headline just came in, by the way, from the wires to me, and that is that Hawaiian wilderness now deadliest fire in modern history. And that's from NBC. So we got some real problems there. And I think that the fact that Biden is not willing to step in there and take a major role, I think it could do him some harm. But I don't know. I really wonder, after talking to a lot of the progressives that live in the same environment that I do, they don't believe it and they don't care.
Thank God that Seattle does not run the nation. But
So. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, right. give us some comments. We appreciate you very much. Jimmy, thank you. See ya.
You bet, Al.
Bye-bye.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.